to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, and always wherever you are on the Devil Radio app. You can join the conversation, share your tangent by giving us a call, sending us a text, 844-967-2789. And so, Brian.
You know, this song goes out to Tim Michaels.
Yeah, we're going to wrap up, and as we'll be continuing to following the Department of Justice's investigation here in the state of Wisconsin into the shooting at the New Lisbon house of a retired judge here in Wisconsin. I'll be giving more updates on that. But we got some signature updates to give, Brian, because last week, as people may have recalled, the filing deadline, June 1st, for candidates to get on the ballot here in the great state of Wisconsin ahead of the August 9th primary. And along with all the filing deadline stuff that was going on last week, Brian, we also had an endorsement come in from the former guy endorsing construction CEO, construction executive, whatever the titles are that he holds over there at Michaels Corporation.
You have daddy issues? I have daddy issues. You're a self-made man given to everything by your daddy? Yeah, I do that too. Do you live in a place where you don't actually vote? Yeah, absolutely. They totally get along perfectly. Go Tim Michaels, go Donald Trump. They're best friends.
Yeah. So the former guy endorsing Tim Michaels in that Republican gubernatorial primary, which I was a little shocked by. We broke it here on this show. We were talking about it as soon as we confirmed with a couple different sources that that was what was happening at the end of last week, late on Thursday afternoon, late in the show for us on Thursday afternoon. But now we got a new update, Brian, to share with the folks about the Tim Michaels campaign for governor, because it seems like there's a little scrutiny of the signatures that he submitted with his
Wait, there's paperwork. Issues with paperwork?
Paperwork, the filing.
Again, this Trump similarity gets more and more perfect. It's great.
It's there. You can definitely make the comparison if you're one to do so, Brian,
see,
as you are.
See, just by comparison, Peter Prakarsky, he's running for U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's running Democratic primary. He comes in and he does ads here. You can hear them on this station, and I produce a couple of them, a lot of them actually.
Yeah.
But he comes in, and last time he came in, he said, "Hey, would you mind signing my? I want to get on the ballot. Would you mind signing so I can get on the ballot?" And he himself, as the candidate, handed me the thing, and I signed it and I filled it out. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm gonna go one way or the other, but he's the only one who's ever asked me for my signature.
There you go.
But he himself did it. I wonder how many signatures Tim Michaels himself oversaw being done. I wonder if he did any of that himself.
Well, I'm curious to know,
or asked anyone personally.
Somebody on the campaign team is going to be having a little bit of a hard day today, Brian, because thousands of the signatures that he collected to be nominated to get on the ballot for this fall are being contested now by a citizen here in Madison. It's a Madisonian that is contesting it by the support of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. So DPW chair Ben Wickler came out yesterday and announced that the party was going to be backing this citizen's contesting of thousands of Tim Michaels' signatures to get on the ballot because they don't have the correct mailing address on his nominating forms, Brian.
Do you remember... Remember, like, a whole bunch of candidates in the Milwaukee, I think the mayoral primary just couldn't get on the ballot?
It was county executive.
County executive, that's right.
It was the county executive. Yeah.
Like, three or four people got taken out all at once because the idiots all used the same signature company or whatever,
they were
to go and get all the signatures, and they just copied them all and just said, signatures for all of them at once and just copied them all.
They went to the same place, I believe, if I recall correctly, from the Milwaukee County executive race that occurred. The multiple campaigns used the same contractor to go and collect signatures, and they happened to collect signatures at the same places, Brian. So it wasn't necessarily all that they had all the forms with them at the same time, but what happens is you, as a citizen, Brian, can only sign nominating papers for one candidate as well. And so that was what happened there. There was multiple signatures. The same people signed multiple nominating signatures in the Milwaukee County.
My point is there's been recently issues with signatures. Can we all figure out how to get these signatures? And if you can't get the signatures all together, maybe you shouldn't be running for governor.
Well, I think if you want to be the sticklers to how things like nominating signatures, absentee ballots, things of that nature are filled out and submitted.
Oh, yeah, because if I go down to the end of my driveway, hand you my absentee ballot, and
I put it in the mail.
In the mail, it's illegal.
It is
illegal. If I put it in the mail, it's fine.
Yes.
But and these people are willing to go and litigate to the hilt for that. But Tim Michaels got some screwy signatures, and no, it's fine. He's a good kid. He'll just let. That's fine. Governors always do those kind of things. That's the kind of person we want in a governor that can't even figure out how to get his own signatures done.
To be fair, I'm sure he's got a number of different addresses that he's trying to bobble around as he moves back to Wisconsin from Connecticut. It's probably a very difficult process to go through, Brian.
Being a native Wisconsinite from Connecticut,
But that is the problem. He left his mailing address off, and so they're saying thousands of signatures. If the complaint is taken seriously and it goes through the Wisconsin Elections Commission as it is slated to go before them at this Friday, June 10th meeting, he would only have 345 valid signatures, far short of the 2,000 signature threshold needed to be on the ballot. So it's going to be interesting to see what the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission rules on this one.
For the record, I want him on the ballot. Like, I want to see him on the ballot because the chaos that will ensue afterwards is going to be wonderful. but again, like, if you can't get this right, what's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, somebody wasn't, crossing all the T's and dotting the I's
like,
over at
you
Michaels.
Were a consultant. You should know these things, and if you hire the consultant, they should get that done. Like, does that mean you're poor management? Like, you're a poor manager? Like, you like the Republicans in the legislature who can't manage their own contractors? Are you a poor contractor, Tim Michaels? Because if one of your crews did something horrible, it'd be under you. But how would you deal with that? Are you really good at that? Because again, this doesn't show like you're really good at being a governor.
Good questions all for the Michaels campaign. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got a number of other Wisconsin headlines we're going to be diving into and taking your calls and tangents. 844-967-2789.